Today, Justice Department officials meet with family of Trayvon Martin. The unarmed African-American teen was shot in Florida by a neighborhood watch volunteer. Last night, Martin's parents joined a rally in New York's Union Square, and NPR's Margot Adler attended.
There was rage, sadness, and also the feeling of a prayerful community gathering. When the parents of Trayvon Martin spoke, the crowds pushed closer to get a look and shouted words of encouragement. Tracy Martin, the teenager's father, spoke first.
George Zimmerman took Trayvon's life for nothing.
For no reason.
George Zimmerman took Trayvon's life profiling him. Mm-hmm. My son did not deserve to die, but I'm here today to assure that justice is served and that no other parents have to go through this again.
Yes, yes.
Then came Sabrina Fulton, Martin's mother.
We need this kind of support.
Yes.
We love you here.
Our son is your son.
Yes.
I want you guys to stand up for justice.
Yes.
And stand up for what's right.
Yes, ma'am.
Many African Americans in the crowd said it could have been their son or daughter. It was called the Million Hoodie March by Daniel Mari, one of the organizers.
Trayvon was murdered while wearing a hoodie, and the reason George Zimmerman gave for shooting him was that he looked suspicious. So, again, knowing that feeling of being in a hoodie, and sometimes I got to take my hoodie off because I feel I know people are going to hold their purse weird or something. I wanted to destigmatize the hoodie among people of color.
It was called the Million Hoodie March, but that was not the number at the gathering. It was a call for a million signatures by the end of the night on a petition calling for the shooter's arrest. There were apparently 800,000 signatures before the rally began.
We are Trayvon Martin.
At the end of the rally, people marched to Washington Square, chanting, "We are all Trayvon Martin." Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.